It's impossible to do a life without failing. So learning how to deal with failure, learning how to be more resilient is going to be incredibly important for our well-being, for our success in life. There's a quote from J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, quote, "It's impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all." So how do we learn how to be more resilient? What techniques, what have we learned about that? There's an author, Martin Seligman, who has a new book called Flourish that was summarized in the Harvard Business Review, called Building Resilience. So let me just give you an example of two different people, how they deal with tough times. Let's say Douglas and Walter both lose their jobs in the tough economic times we've been going through. Well, they're both knocked out by it. That is understandable. They have a malaise. They don't feel great about what just happened. They're really upset. The difference is that after a couple of weeks, Douglas thinks, you know, it wasn't really about me. It was about the market and what's been going on. And he starts to put some resumes out into the world. He puts a dozen out in New York City, to no avail. And then he thinks, well, where else might I be able to get a job? And he applies in his home state of Ohio and actually does eventually get a job. Where Walter took it personally. Walter did not bounce. When he lost his job in the tough economic times, he took it personally. Like maybe they thought I couldn't cut it. And he spiraled into further malaise and depression. And even when the economy started to bounce back, Walter didn't even bother to put out any resumes. A year later, still paralyzed by his own depression around the loss of his job. Now, those are composites from Martin Seligman's research on resilience. And what he found was a couple of things. One, learned helplessness, which is what Walter had, sort of a helpless feeling, is very easily created. I mean, they've done these studies in the 70s where they put one group in a room with loud noise, and they could control it. They could turn a knob and turn the noise down. And they put another group in a room with a loud noise, and they could not control it. The knobs didn't work. And then a third group where there was no noise. So the next day, they put in a totally different situation, different room and everything, and they put the first group in a room with loud noise, and this is the group that could control it the day before. And so within a little bit of time, they figured out if they moved their hand 12 inches, they could turn down the noise. The first group and the third group that had no noise, figured that out pretty quickly. But the group who had the day before been unable to affect the noise by dealing with the knobs did not even try. That's learned helplessness. It's really easily created. You know, you try something, it doesn't work, you just give up trying. But the cool thing is that you can actually teach how to overcome that, or you can immunize ourselves against learned helplessness by teaching optimism. This is the work of Martin Seligman. He's often called the grandfather of positive psychology. But what he has found is that you can actually teach some basic skills for resilience. And so they have been working on that at the University of Pennsylvania for years. The Army heard about it. Of course, with the toughness of post-traumatic stress, they thought maybe we could teach some resilience in the Army as well. And they've been doing a series of work with soldiers to see if they can help support them in basically viewing their trauma as a fork in the road, that they have some choice about learning from it as opposed to having it be a malaise or a black cloud of their existence. So they have a couple of things that they've been doing, and one that we can all do, which I haven't done yet, I'm excited to try, that first they do a test for psychological fitness. How well do you sort of frame things? Can you reframe things to the positive? And there's a test for this on authentichappiness.org. Authentichappiness.org has got a free test where you can sort of look at your strengths and see what you can learn from that. And then they do a series of different courses about emotional resilience, you know, how you can make sense of things and how you do make sense of things and how to build relationships. They have a series of optional courses and one that's not optional, post-traumatic stress and how to deal with it. But one of the things they felt that's been really key is they've been teaching the leaders, the drill sergeants, et cetera, how to lead in having a more optimistic approach. So they've been teaching them mental toughness, how to be more conscious about how they're making sense of things and the stories they make up. They're teaching them how to work from this place of strength, and they are teaching them strong relationships, how to build a place where you can share what's really going on with you. We have the family or friends who can really listen, because that's a key part of resilience, is to be able to share your story and have a place, safe places to go to do that. So the thing is, failure is, you know, it's a daily, weekly, monthly, you know, small failure, big failure, or trauma. Bad things happen to good people. And we can learn. We're all going to be knocked out by it. We're all going to be, you know, have the emotional stress of whatever things are happening. And yet, we can learn how to use it as a place to build our wisdom, as opposed to a place that's going to doom us forever. As J.K. Rowling said, it's impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously, you might as well not have lived at all. So if we live a little bit out loud, let's learn how to deal with our failure.